We learned later that the whole idea of attacking in winter was no surprise to the West Saxons after all. The Danes were good at spying, their merchants exploring the places the warriors would go, but the West Saxons had their own men in Lundain, and they knew how many men we were and when we would march, and they had assembled an army to meet us. They had also sought help from the men of southern Mercia, where Danish rule was lightest, and Berwickshire lay immediately north of the West Saxon border, and the men of Berwickshire had crossed the river to help their neighbours, and their third was led by an ealdorman called Ethelwulf. Was it my uncle? There were many men called Ethelwulf, but how many were ealdormen in Mercia? I admit I felt strange when I heard the name, and I thought of the mother I had never met. In my mind, she was the woman who was ever kind, ever gentle, ever loving, and I thought she must be watching me from somewhere, heaven or Asgard or wherever our souls go in the long darkness, and I knew she would hate that I was with the army that marched against her brother, and so that night I was in a black mood. But so was the great army, for my uncle, if Ethelwulf was indeed my uncle, had trounced the two earls. Their foraging party had walked into an ambush, and the men of Berwickshire had killed 21 Danes and taken another 8 prisoner. The Englishmen had lost a few men themselves and yielded 1 prisoner, but they had gained the victory, and it made no difference that the Danes had been outnumbered. The Danes expected to win, and instead they had been chased home without the food we needed. They felt shamed, and a shudder went through the army because they did not think mere Englishmen could beat them. We were not starving yet, but the horses were desperately short of hay, which anyway was not the best food for them, but we had no oats, and so forage parties simply cut whatever winter grass we could find beyond our growing wall, and the day after Ethelwulf's victory, Rorik Breeder and I were in one of those groups, slashing at grass with long knives and stuffing sacks with the poor feed, when the army of Wessex came. They must have been encouraged by Ethelwulf's victory, for now the whole enemy army attacked Reddingham. The first I knew of it was the sound of screaming from farther west. Then I saw horsemen galloping among our forage parties, hacking down with swords or skewering men with spears. And the three of us just ran. And I heard the hooves behind and snatched a look and saw a man riding at us with a spear. And I knew one of us must die. And I took Breeder's hand to drag her out of his path, and just then an arrow shot from Reddingham's wall slapped into the horseman's face, and he twisted away, blood pouring from his cheek. And meanwhile, panicking men were piling around the two central bridges, and the West Saxon horsemen, seeing it, galloped toward them. The three of us half waded and half swam the ditch, and two men hauled us, wet, muddy and shivering, up across the wall. It was chaos outside now. The foragers crowding at the ditch's far side were being hacked down. And then the Wessex infantry appeared, band after band of them emerging from the far woods to fill the fields. I ran back to the house where Ragnar was lodging and found serpent breath beneath the cloaks where I hid her, and I strapped her on and ran out to find Ragnar. He had gone north to the bridge close beside the Thames, and Breeder and I caught up with his men there. "You shouldn't come," I told Breeder. "Stay with Rorik." Rorik was younger than us, and after getting soaked in the ditch he had started shivering and feeling sick, and I had made him stay behind. Breeder ignored me. She had equipped herself with a spear and looked excited, though nothing was happening yet. Ragnar was staring over the wall, and more men were assembling at the gate, but Ragnar did not open it to cross the bridge. He did glance back to see how many men he had. "Shields!" he shouted, for in their haste some men had come with nothing but swords or axes, and those men now ran to fetch their shields. I had no shield, but nor was I supposed to be there, and Ragnar did not see me.